The quagga mussel is an invasive species that originated in Eurasia in the Black and Caspian Seas. The mussels were likely transported to the Great Lakes in the 1980s. The Aquatic Invasive Species Program Coordinator Nathan Owens says the first Western discovery of the mussel was in Lake Mead.
Yeah, they were probably transported by some of those barges that go across the ocean and then dump their ballast water into the Great Lakes in the mid-1980s, and then they've kind of slowly spread from there. The first detection in the western U.S. was in 2007 at Lake Mead.
Lake Powell is the only place in Utah where the quagga is present. It's completely infested, so the containment program is critical to keeping the invasive organism out of other Utah lakes and reservoirs. The National Park Service estimates about 400,000 boats are launched on Lake Powell each year.
The infestation is lake-wide now at Lake Powell. There's really nothing we can do in terms of control or eradication, and so our best option right now is just to continue our comprehensive watercraft inspection program and make sure that those mussels are contained at Lake Powell and not transported by watercraft going outside the area.
The watercraft inspection program is the foundation of the containment effort, but Owen says they perform other monitoring on a regular basis.
There's a lot of outreach. We do have an extensive early detection monitoring program where we collect those water samples on a monthly basis. We deploy scuba divers looking for adult mussels and searching around any underwater infrastructure, anything like that. But the bulk of it is, our watercraft inspection program.
Owen says there are lots of reasons everyone should pay attention to the threat quagga mussels pose to Utah water systems.
So everyone in Utah should care about quagga mussels and really care about keeping them out of the state of Utah. They do cause tremendous harm ecologically. They can ruin our fisheries that so many of us enjoy. Recreationally, they can destroy boats and boat motors and really clog up some of those internal systems. But they have huge economic impacts. They love to clog water distribution systems and water pipes. And if that happens, the cost to taxpayers is really going to explode just so maintenance of those systems can take place and make sure the water is still delivered along the Wasatch Front. So we all use water, we all have a stake in this, and we all have a part to play.
The containment program costs about $3 million a year with funding from the Utah Legislature, Arizona Fish and Game, and the National Park Service. He says the quagga mussel threat will continue, but right now they're winning the battle, and it'll take less time to get your boat on or off Deer Creek Reservoir this year. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.